This is the 77 WABC Minicast.
Joining us now is the great Bill O'Reilly, of course, has the number one best-selling killing series, number one nonfiction in the world, just was on Goodreads Book of the Year, and his latest book is, of course, Killing the Witches, also on WABC every night, 9 to 10, Common Sense with Bill O'Reilly. Bill, I know that you are hot on the fact that we are losing cops, which is so concerning.
Well, I thought Brad was pretty good earlier in the program laying out what has to be done in order to improve the situation. But I think it's very important to understand how we got here. Because if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it, correct? And I always come at these things from not only a journalism point of view, but a historian. So this is called an unintended consequence of progressive leadership. The voters of New York State have decided they want to be mini California. Why? I have no blanket idea why. They want to be the highest tax state in the union, which we are. They want to have a chaotic criminal justice system, which we do. They want to have a one-party, essentially a one-party system in Albany, which there is. And now the consequences of that are being felt by every single individual who lives in the state. Now, you would think there would be a Boston Tea Party, okay? Maybe a Tea Party down in Brooklyn on the docks. And we'd be throwing effigies of these people in the bay, in the Hudson River or the East River. But we're not. You don't see a popular uprising. And I have to tell you, I don't understand it. It's right before your eyes. In California, it's the same thing. You see the devastation of San Francisco, Los Angeles. You know how corrupt your government is. And it's the same thing here. You elect a mayor, Eric Adams, who is a huge sanctuary city cheerleader. Well, the unintended consequence of that is now you can't pay your cops. So you're not going to have as many. And the good ones, the vets, are packing it up. Well, what do you think the unintended consequence of that's going to be? Somebody hurting you. That's what it's going to be. Yet, if the election were held tomorrow, the progressive left would still win. And that's why hundreds of thousands of people are leaving New York State and city. Exactly that.
So how do you break that cycle, Bill? Because you're right. Like, what does, I mean, I feel like we are at such a degradation right now. I mean, look at between the crime and everybody smoking weed. And I mean, there are so many issues. The taxes, we're all talking about congestion pricing. What is it going to take? The migrants? I mean, how do you turn it around?
Well, 40% of New York City school children are truant. That's the worst of the worst. So the next generation is going to be worse than this generation. The only way you can
they're going to be dumb. Dumber.
Well, look, if you don't know anything and you can't earn a living, what do you think you're going to turn to?
Crime.
The only way to turn it around is if the media would turn around. And I don't see that happening. And it's a very interesting thought process. So you've got the New York Times that couldn't care less about New York. All right. It's in business to promote a liberal agenda nationwide. You got the New York Daily News essentially out of business because its editorial policies were so insane. You have the New York Post, which is conservative. But the local news stations, all five of them, almost completely abdicate their responsibility to report honestly about what's happening in New York City. Instead, they give their weatherman 4.5 minutes. They cover every fire and, you know, the outrageous crime stories have to be covered. But you don't get any analysis on television. They're all scared to death of saying anything. When I was working at Channel 2, That was not the case. If the media doesn't turn around and begin to hold these liberal progressive politicians accountable, which they are not, then you're not going to have a turnaround. It's not going
to. Bill, this is Craig Eaton. The one problem I see is you're not going to be able to turn anything around unless we can motivate Republicans to go out and vote. And in 2022 and 2023, the Assembly and the Senate in 22 and the Council in 23, we have the worst crime figures we've had in decades. And if that's not going to motivate people to go out and vote to change the tide and the course of this city and state, how are we going to get people elected with common sense?
WABC is a good example of a media operation that has risen to the top of the radio market here, the largest market in the country, by laying out the dangers of what we are facing from the progressive juggernaut. But the television stations have not followed suit. And yes, there are apathetic Republicans and Democrats and people couldn't care less about local races. They're busy. They got kids screaming. They got to earn a living. I get it. But once the media starts to turn and the internet goes along with it, then you get pressure, societal pressure. But if you walk down the street today in New York City and say, who's the president of the New York Senate in Albany? You think anybody's going to know that?
No one.
Because the local media, who's in charge of that reportage, doesn't do it. They want to cover a cat in a tree in Queens. And I'm saying that literally. Look at what you have. And unless the media drives outrage, then the people are not going to follow.
Great point. Great point, Bill.
Yeah, it's true. But that's a sad situation, Bill. You know, the fact you said the next generation is going to be worse, it's like, how much worse can we get?
Oh, you can get worse.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about... Yeah. Not making it to 2076, the 300th year of our country.
It's a sad position where we are right now. And Bill, I look at even some of the protests that are out there. A lot of these students are there. And look what they're learning from the teachers, too.
Well, they're not learning anything. These are morons who are out there. And that's a contagion, Rita. I went through it in Vietnam. I went through the Jane Fonda sitting on the gun. I went through the Ho Chi Minh is the greatest guy. I went through all that. These kids don't know anything about Israel or Hamas or Gaza, have no sense of history. They don't know why Israel even exists. They're out there because their friends are out there. It's fun. They're getting this cause trouble. The high school in Queens threatening the teacher. All that's fun for them.
Again, it's scary.
No leadership, no responsibility.
Bill O'Reilly, what are you going to talk about at 9 o'clock tonight?
Well, we're leading with the situation. And if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, I wrote a message of the day on how, and this is apart from the politics, how general civility, just dressing well, speaking well, it's on the endangered species list.
Yeah, the Nike. It was called, I read your column. It was great, Bill, like the Nike generation, right? It was about
it's the
sneakers.
Insane.
Yep.
And it's not the younger people. It's the old guys. They're wearing $1,000 suits and the sneakers. What?
It was a great column. By the way, I encourage everybody. I read it a couple times. It was fabulous, Bill. Bill, thank you. And we're going to be tuning in tonight. Common Sense with Bill O'Reilly, 9 to 10 p.m.